Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your wellness radio. Let's Talk About It with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And you can also listen to us now on podcast on KXRadio.com. Click on podcast. Podcast. Let's talk about it.
Podcast. Yes. Is that it? Losing yourself and forget going in. Get it going? No? Well, morning. We've got a great show for you. Welcome. Our guest today is Albert Elgin. He is a mental health worker, too. Mental health worker, too. That's right. No promotions. And he works for the you guys are the official resource center, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you call. So what? Give us an overview. What is the resource center? What does it do? Just a real quick one. We'll dive into stuff later.
Okay, the resource center, it used to be called the recovery center. We used to do everything on, recovery. And now it's not only recovery, but trying to get the people well enough to get back into the community and try to get a job, because everybody needs a little extra money every once in a while.
So resource sounds like it then, it means not only just kind of getting stable, but getting better and having a life of your own.
Yeah, it's like having the opportunity to start over, have a new beginning. If you want to go to college, we have the services where you can go to college, and we'll pay for tuition, books, whatever you need.
And is this for the general public, or?
No, it's for behavioral health clients.
Clear.
We do have a GED class, and it opens up.
Oh, really? GED class. And what other services does the recovery or the research center offer?
Pardon?
What other services does the research center offer?
Well, what we offer is we pick them the one stop, the ones that want to start typing, learn how to type. Learn different trades. Just yesterday, IVROP came in. We're hooked up with them where we can start getting the clients that want to work, the training they need. We're also going to be working with the Department of Rehab. And we also have two groups there for the, we've got a whole behavioral health group there. Mm-hmm. One at 11 and one. And
so you have vocational, educational services. You have Department of Rehab going there. You have IVLP. You have GED classes. And these are for clients who are behavioral health clients, correct?
Consumers. Yeah.
And their ages, the ages for the consumers are 16 and up.
Yeah.
Okay. So also for the youth, for the what's called the transitional age youth group. So
yeah, but I think it's like the GED, so we'd have to probably hold them at a different time for the younger ones.
Yeah. Okay. So these are just our for 15 and over.
So out of all the stuff you got going on, what's the latest and the greatest? What's the kind of coolest stuff you got going on right now?
The stuff we got going on right now is mainly, we get just a going to one stop where the clients really like it. Every time they learn how to type and they get some more words, they get a certificate. We put it in the RAP plan, which is a wellness recovery action plan. It gives us all the information on what meds they take, who's their doctor, who to contact in case of an emergency. And all their progress goes in the RAT plan.
So the keyboarding thing, we used to think maybe the keyboarding was only for people trained to be like a secretary or something. Well, those days have changed because with computers now, it's keyboarding is just a part of who you are as a person.
Yeah.
Why is this resource center so important? What's the benefit for the community.
Being able to come and socialize, for one. Being able to get training in case they do want to go work. Some people do. Some people aren't at that stage yet, but some of them aren't. And the ones that are going to have the opportunity to get their training. We also have a quilting class there. It's run by Maria Duarte.
Mm-hmm.
Where some of the ladies go in there and are making quilts.
I see the difference, but what it was just a little bit of a picture. What kind of clients is it that they're going to behavioral health? Like, why are they going to the research center? Why? I'm trying to get an overview of a picture of the people that are going there.
The people that are going there? Okay. We have people with schizophrenia. We have people with depression, anxieties, and when they come to the resource center, it's like they're not alone. Everybody has some kind of a mental condition, and they realize that they're not alone in the world, and they learn how to care for each other. When one person has an episode, the others get one. It's like they watch over each other. And it's like a family there. They're like brothers and sisters, all of them. And it's really comfortable when they come there. They don't push themselves on each other, though, you know. They get paid in the morning, and they do their thing during the day. We have, like I say, we have two groups, two recovery groups, one at 11, one at 1. Myself or David Gibbs holds the 11. Leti Amador holds the group at 1. And they're pretty interesting groups. So if any of the clients out there from Behavior Hub want to get a referral, but you got to be referred.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the doctor and get a referral. It doesn't really have to be from Behavior Hub. It can be from a private psychiatrist. So we have to get a referral.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.